Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon. Sorry, David, would you like me to do a quick roll call?
Yeah, please do.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Geographic Regions call on Friday the 19th of November, we have David Archibald, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Carlton Samuels. From staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Bart Borswinkel, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies noted today from Olga Cavalli and Paul Wilson. Could I please also just remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes? Thank you. Over to you, David.
Thank you very much. And officially, good morning, good evening, everybody. agenda for this morning, did you manage to circulate it, Rob, or not?
No, Dave, I'm sorry, I didn't. I wasn't clear when you and I corresponded yesterday whether I should do that. So you gave me the positive, and I figured you would just run with it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Not a problem. The agenda we have then, people, is first of all, to confirm the date and time for the Cartagena workshop. Secondly, to discuss or confirm the goals of the workshop. You know, what do we want to achieve? And then to look at the possible workshop agenda. So if we can start off with looking at the date and time for the workshop. It is, and I'm just bringing it up now, just to confirm, Thursday the 9th of December from 8:30 till 10 in room 161, for what it's worth. Is that all right for those that are here?
Well, neither Carlton nor I can be there.
Ah.
It's the ALAC and at-large wrap-up session. That is our business meeting and reporting.
Mm.
Deathly silence, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I mean, it's only clashing with three other things, but, you know, I was going to manage the PEDNA work group meeting clashing with the ALAC meeting, but we have the JIS work group, which really is ridiculous because ALAC is one of the co-chartering organisations of that, and the GEO all running at exactly the same time. And I went, okay, cloning. We'll just have to look at cloning.
Well, what I will do, Cheryl, is do some additional conversations with our meeting team and see if we can find an additional time. There are provisions for modifying or editing the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, it's just a couple more hoops for staff to go through. We did
sure.
it in Brussels for the consumers group. So
yeah.
I'll look. I mean, we had specifically requested no, you know, avoidance of conflicts with GNSO, CCNSO, and at large.
And they couldn't have got it more firmly in conflict with
us. Right. They interpreted it to create conflict, not to prevent
conflict. There you go. Look, that's fine. Everyone's open to interpretation. Let's see if we can rectify it. That'd be good.
Yeah, so we'll take that as a to-do. We have that as a tentative time, and we'll see what we can switch it to.
Yeah, if you can, Rob. Otherwise, we'll end up with me talking to myself again.
But you don't get any arguments that way, Dave.
Well, actually, Rob sometimes comes along.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That ruins it then.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, staff constantly clarifying the chair's remarks.
Yeah, if I remember last time, we set it up so that you asked questions and I provided answers, but you went off the script sometimes.
Oh, dear. Sorry, it's me. It'll settle. Okay.
Okay.
Better now.
Well, the problem with that at the moment, of course, is if we are planning to do things as part of the workshop agenda, not knowing whether Cheryl and Carlton are going to be there sort of limits what we can talk about.
Well, I think that, you know, regardless ultimately, because I know we have challenges at ICANN meetings for all members of the working group to attend, at least having an agenda that everybody is comfortable with, so that even those who are absent have some have some assurance that we'll be touching on the issues or asking the right questions, I think is still helpful.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave and Rob, but I did think that this was an opportunity to interact with other parts of the ICANN community as well. I mean, it is an open workshop, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I think properly scripted, you know, it's going to be a useful opportunity. My only concern with trying to get it so it's not clashing with the ALAC and at large regional wrap-up meeting is I wanted every one of them in the room. Quite literally, that's one of the best opportunities we have to get our regional leaders to interact on the topic. So I was really keen to make sure all of our lot were in the room for that workshop.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Rob. If I can suggest also perhaps not an alternative, but maybe an additional concept for this meeting and then obviously for the next as well. Is there a value, Cheryl, in your view, and Dave, I'm not quite sure how your schedule is shaping up, where similar to what other work teams or working groups have done, and I'm only thinking more recently of the ATRT, is there any value for, you know, members of the working group to attend some of these other meetings for a spot on an agenda to, you know, talk about the issue? Obviously, it wouldn't be for an hour block, but at least to perhaps have some opportunity for interaction with some groups during the week otherwise.
My gut reaction is yes, and if we can't shuffle things around, I would think it's going to be the only useful way to get the regional and at-large input in at the early enough stage. Now, how we wedge that into already fairly packed agendas is another question, but yes, I think that's certainly valid to explore.
Yeah, but at least with yours, you have some, power behind you in order to try and get that rearranging. That's not necessarily the case with elsewhere.
Our agendas are already set, published, and are quite packed. So
yeah.
I'd be taking people's 40-minute slots and giving them 30-minute slots to grab a couple of extra tens. As, you know.
So you've got
Bart.
You got the same problem with the CC and Zoe agenda.
Mm. Yeah, indeed. So, yes, it would be nice, but no, it might not be all that practical.
Going back to your timing, until what time, say, Thursday morning, you got an agenda, until what time would you and Carlton be available, or what time does it end, your Thursday morning session?
It finishes the. We had to move it for an 8 o'clock start because the public participation committee meeting immediately follows it, which would mean we'll be running, I think, 8 to 10 or 8 to 10:30, whenever the morning mid morning break is. Let me have a look, see if I can find the opening it up as we speak. Un momento. Thursday, righto. Yes, okay, guys, we're actually starting at 7:30. So on Thursday the 9th of December, ALAC and Regional Leadership wrap-up meeting in, it is 7:30 to 9:30, and then we run again at 12:30 to 1:30.
What I see, so I'm looking at my calendar for stuff that's been organized. What I see is, for instance, a slot on Thursday morning from the 9th of December from 10 to 11. This was scheduled for the joint security and stability analysis, the charter drafting. But, say, they've done their work, and there is, I assume, there will not be a meeting there. So it's tentatively scheduled, but we can. So there is a time slot available, but that runs from 10 to 11.
That is doable by the skin of its teeth, particularly if we take it See, Public Participation Committee Community Update is supposed to run from 9:30 through, it looks like, 10. The thing I'm looking at isn't terribly well structured. So it certainly could be squeezed in as long as we were clear by the forum on DNS abuse, because, again, our people need to be in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 10 to 11 is not impossible, Bart. That could work.
And it's looking at the other working groups, say, from the CEC perspective, that would work as well.
Okay.
So, Rob, I'll send you the details. Maybe it works for other groups as well Thursday morning.
Yeah, I just got back to my computer, Bart, so I'll look at that while we're talking through the rest.
In that case, you don't have to go to Tanzania to change it. What we just do announce it, because the room is tentatively scheduled anyway.
Well, yeah, there still is a process for announcing the change and getting.
There is a slot available.
Which room would this be, that? I'm trying to look at the schedule.
Commission 2AB.
Oh, okay, so that's the Joint Security Stability Analysis Charter Drafting Group.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, got it. Commission
2AB. That working group say we've tentatively booked the room for this working group, but it's done.
Brilliant.
Okay, so
that sounds good.
So the request would be moving the Geographic Regions Review Workshop into the slot of the Joint Security and Stability Analysis Charter Drafting Group, which is now...
Yeah, or just use that room because, say, we've booked that room as CCs, or the CC, and so Gabby booked the room.
Right.
So we just make the announcement, okay, this is not the one, but or change it somewhere. I don't know, how polite you want to be.
Okay.
Quote me. They don't expect you to be polite if you're quoting me.
And this is recorded.
Yes, I know. People often get worried about what I say, and they keep reminding me things are recorded, and I keep saying, yes, I know. Much of it's transcripted as well. Just makes interesting reading.
Great.
So that will be an alternative. So I think, Rob, you're quite right, is let's look at a possible agenda, because I think that we do have opportunities to have that meeting on Thursday.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's look then at the good question that Rob put down here is, what do working group members want to achieve by this meeting? And I think it's getting some interaction and feedback from the community at large, plus trying to give them a view of what is likely coming down the track.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that's that decided then. Let's move on to the next one.
So, you've got the black box. Just fill that in, will you?
There's been a suggestion that we start off with sort of a recap or reprise of what I did at the Brussels presentation. I think a shorter thing than that, certainly, but a quick overview. Because I think the main thing that we really want to do is to try and stimulate some interest and feedback. And that's where we have to move on pretty quickly to talking about some of the hypothetical potential possible solutions. And until we get there, I don't think we're going to get any feedback.
I agree with you. I think we've got to get into the what ifs and maybes. I think if we can make it as little presentation, but we do need to make sure everyone's got the same background and starting point and base understanding, and then get into sort of Q&A with even some seated. See, if we've got my lot in the room, then you know you'll get things coming out, from Carlton and from me and from a few others that will we can see the stimulant questions to get people discussing and having dialogue.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we can ask each other's questions for that matter. Well, that's, I suppose, what you mean.
That's right.
Fine, and that really where we have to get to, I think, as quickly as possible. So the background, etc., should be quite brief. I'm happy to do the background of things, but the more of us, I think, that are there in a free-form sort of discussion session dealing with the hypotheticals, the better.
Yep, absolutely. Now, that room, it looks to me, you've got meetings there with 10s and 20s and I assume the odd 30. The room you had booked, Rob, was at 25, I think you were aiming for.
That's right, and there's nothing else in that meeting room for that 10 to 11 period. Mm-hmm. So I would propose perhaps just to shift the time of the meeting from 8:30 to 10 to 10 to 11. It makes it a little bit tighter, but it allows everybody to move on to the DNS forum at 11.
Good. Can I ask what the setup in that room is likely to be?
I had asked for the hollow square, so that there'd be room for everybody to sit and look at each other.
So you are talking very open for communication type design. Great. Okay.
Yes.
But I just had images of some of the rooms we had some of our early IDN CCTLD fast track conversations in, and boy, were they maladaptive to communication. We don't want that happening.
Yeah. Well, and the advantage of having a meeting on a Thursday of an ICANN public meeting is that we'll see earlier in the week what it looks like, and you know, then there will be opportunities if we need to change or want to change to negotiate with our colleagues.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. So I think all that remains then is for us to put together, and I don't mean now on the phone, but to put together some of these hypotheticals or put them. Pick them out of the report and circulate those so that we have some agreement about what hypotheticals we should be talking about and what questions should be asked. And perhaps that's up to me in the first instance to have a go and then circulate that round, and everybody else can add or comment or whatever over the next week or so.
That sounds good. Can I ask you, Rob, probably Bart knows as well, when can you stop adding things to the online agenda? Because people, if we've got, you know, perhaps a bit of a teaser question or hypothetical or two in our, in inverted commas, published agenda, along with the why you should go, you know, a couple of consider this type questions, just to sort of get their minds into the right sort of space. When's the latest that can get introduced into the web base or the hard copy system?
Well, that is a sliding scale, Cheryl. This is Rob speaking. In that, you know, the goal is to have complete agendas for all meetings on the day that the schedule itself closes on 15 November. And then, of course, the closer you get, the more concerned the PPC gets in terms of early release. What I would propose to do, and if this helps you out, Dave, is later on today, I'll just cut and paste from Section B of the interim report and just provide the list of all the hypothetical questions in that section. And that may be, and then we can just flag and say, and the workshop will include discussions among this list of questions.
I think you just use that as a pullout. Let's take that as a pullout, Rob, and make that the pullout for the web.
And what I like is I would love if it's okay with you guys for the agenda to include the title "What Ifs and Maybes." I like Cheryl's
little phrase. Absolutely, there. Yeah. Yeah, like we got to pitch this, you know. We got to get the punters in the door.
We'll have you standing at the door, putting them in, girl.
Oh, trust me, I can get people in and out of rooms very effectively. You want a corridor clear, Dave? I'm the girl for the job, trust me.
Okay, we're getting near the bottom of the agenda. How about any other business?
Just on the preparation material, Rob, as you know, Heidi and Matthias prepare little thumb drives for, well, I call them thumb drives, I don't know what anyone else calls them, they're little things you hang out of your USB port with information on them, because we're trying to be as environmentally sensible as we can be, and we were killing whole forests at our meetings. Can you make sure that there's a copy of the report that gets loaded up onto that so our lot, including some of the newbies, can read it in the comfort of their hotel rooms and aircraft?
Good idea.
We can also, Dave, if you can, you know, just update your presentation, even if it's just to change your title page from Brussels to Cartagena, we could also
do that. Yeah. I can't even remember what it looks like, but I will have it and I will update it.
that's what that search button's for on your laptop, isn't it? Yeah.
And Rob, when you do the pullout for the what if scenarios, you might want to do that too for that. Just pull it out. It's a separate little document.
Put it in as a piece of text I guess the other advantage of that too is that later when people return and recover from the meeting, assuming particularly from our regional leaders' point of view, they'll then be considering putting the regional pens to paper based on at large discussions that they have in their meetings before the close of the public comment. And if they've got that resource material behind them, it just acts as an aid memoir, I think.
Just to clarify, I think I understand. In other words, what I do pull out of Section B, just as a separate list of questions, create that as a separate document and have that as a part of the thumb drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Yeah. All right, and I will look at the presentation and update it and perhaps trim it over the weekend. So I will get it to you by Monday.
Yeah. That would be perfect. That would be perfect, Dave. Then I can provide the entire package to put on the session page as well, so it's up there well ahead of time for a potential meeting attendees.
Okay, look, I will do that.
In terms of any other business, just to alert the rest of you to it, I don't know how often you utilize the social text wiki for this working group, but certainly Carlton and Cheryl are aware that the ICANN infrastructure is transitioning from social text to a Confluence wiki system, and I have volunteered our working group wiki as one of those pages to do so, because it's fairly discreet, compact, and relative to other wiki pages, not full of millions of bits of data. Mm-hmm. When that happens, I will alert you all, but just giving you a heads up that we may run into a time where for a couple of days it's not active, but I'll alert you all to that prior to it happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. But that's a good thing, Rob. It's much better laid out, easy to use, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm very happy with Confluence. There's a couple of teething issues, and migrating all of our lot over was relatively complex, as you might imagine, Rob. So,
I think they figured if they could make it work for at large, they could make it work for any other organization.
I think I did have a similar conversation in Marina Del Rey, and I said, "We'll beta test the system for you. Don't worry about that."
So, when's ours likely to be migrated, Rob? Is this before Cartagena?
No, I've requested that it not happen before Cartagena, just because of the, all the other meeting preparations. But it would be after that time period.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
See, as Carlton and Cheryl know, these projects have long tails to them, but part of the issue is just letting you all know that it's in the works.
Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, last call. Any other business?
Sorry, I had put myself on mute, and while both you and Bart are on the call, Dave, there's just the issue, and perhaps other working group members can help over Cartagena, particularly now with this movement from the interim report to the final report, and with the transition in the GAC leadership, just to make sure that we make an effort to socialize this to our brethren in the Government Advisory Committee as well, so that they are able to participate and are well aware of what's going on in this group.
Good point. Is there a possibility with what we're putting together for the workshop, what does that clash with in GAC World? I thought GAC World was pretty well over by Thursday morning. I wonder if we could extend an invitation to Frank or somebody who Heather seems to use as a sort of an assistant for a number of things. It might just get it onto the GAC agenda informally, if not formally. So if at least we make sure one or two of them are in the room, then they can at least take it back into their discussions.
I can work on, this is Rob, I can work with Bart and Dave on an invite that we can get out under your signature, Dave, as chair.
Yeah, fine.
That'd be very useful. I mean, obviously, Heather's, going to be slightly busy, but maybe Frank or someone could be lured in.
Maybe include Massimiliano as well, Massimiliano Minici.
Of course. Of course.
Oh.
No, he has the best avenue, or he has the best overview of what's happening.
Okay, we'll do. We'll take that as a to-do to craft an invite.
Okay, good.
Now I don't have any more days. Thanks.
Look, this could actually be a record for an ICANN related meeting.
Meeting. Oh yes. It runs them really good. Thank you. Thanks to Dave for that. Run a tight ship on this one.
I've had meetings where we still haven't had quorum at this far into it.
But then you have the whole world to corral.
And isn't that a whole lot of fun? Oh, dear. All right, I'm on countdown. I'm on countdown. 10th of December. It's not that far away. Talk to you later, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Louise. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.